So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast.
Now, if I was going to call this episode anything, I'd probably call it like, God can help anyone. Yeah, that's what I think I call it, because I've been looking, like, in my times of God, you might call it quiet time, power time, dates with God, whatever you want to call it, your sit down chats in the morning with God. I've been looking at Joshua, and I love Joshua. Yeah, I love the beginning part. Like, obviously you've heard the key ones about be strong and courageous, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you, do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Joshua 1:7. My favorite one is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I have that one on my like, I have a vision board, but I have it on my phone, so that's like my power scripture for the year. But so looking at Joshua, haven't looked at Joshua, if you haven't, look at Joshua, read Joshua, give you lots of faith. It's about military fight, success, spiritual fight. It's a lot is happening in there. But the one that I wanted to share with you today is I've been looking at Joshua number 2, and why I love this is sometimes she's kind of just scooted over. But I want to talk to you about Rahab. Yeah, chick called Rahab. Now, I studied it out like over 2 days. And obviously, you know, the Bible, you go to it one day, you learn one thing, you go back to it another day. It's like you never read the same thing. It's like, whoa, like I'm learning something new all the time. So Joshua 2, I really love it because God don't mix his words. He don't scoot over stuff. He's very clear, very concise. And he says what he means and he means what he says. It's just us humans, we like to just mix it up and mingle and blend it. So Joshua 2:1, I'm reading it in the NIV if you want to follow along or just listen along, my love. So it says, then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent 2 spies from Shittim. Go, look over the land, and he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. Now listen, first of all, they're going to a prostitute's house, and second of all, they're staying there, and everybody knows, even more so now that, you know, prostitution is like, UK is illegal, but even more so then, it was not a celebrated role or profession. It was looked down upon. It's, you know, it wasn't an encouraging role. It was looked down upon and stuff. And I just love that. It just shows you God will use anyone. He will use anyone to get his mission across. Nothing is impossible for God. You know, it just reminds me of Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23, anything is possible if you believe. You know, go to Matthew 17:20, you know, nothing is impossible if you believe. Absolutely nothing is impossible. If God can choose a woman, because first of all, you know, back in the day, in Bible days, women weren't really put in these key roles of, you know, making things happen. First of all, it's a woman. Secondly, it's a prostitute woman. And then the spies who went there stayed in her house. So, you know, obviously, you know, it was just, I'm just like, God will use anyone, anything. People you think, or you look down on and stuff, God's like, no, that's the person exactly I'm going to use. I know what they can do, and I know what testament this will do. So I just want to read you some of my little notes and stuff just to share with you. Just as I said, like, God can use anyone. So always have this open mind that whenever you're out there inviting people to learn about the Bible, to study the Bible, to be a true Christian, don't look down the person and think, oh, they're in this lifestyle, or they've got this lifestyle, or they're in this job, or they've got this much money. God will use anyone. And that really just gave me a lot of faith, because it said, like, I'm going to read it to you, because sometimes when I read my Bible, I read the NIV version, this one. Those on the audio, I just showed a picture of my Bible to the camera. I'll read it in NIV, but I'll also get out the U version app and pull up another version, maybe the TPT, Easy Version, Easy Reader Version, Message Version, whatever version is kind of moving my heart that day. So obviously this day I was reading the Easy Version, right? And I read it said, You got Rahab. Rahab's a bad girl, you know. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Rahab is not a Christian or a Jew. She's a prostitute. And she's willing to risk her life, her home, her family's home life, to hide two spies on the rooftops of her home. And she knows she weren't allowed to do it. She knows she could have got killed. And she's like, no, I'm going to do it. Because I believe that there's a God that can help me, this Israelite God that can help me more than all the little wood and gold gods that she'd probably been worshipping to before. So I love this. It says in easy version. Okay, here we go. Joshua 2:4 in the easy version, right? So it might sound a little different if you're reading another version. But Rahab had hidden two men. She replied, yes, some men did come to me. I did not know where they had come from. Joshua 2:4. So it just shows you, Rahab did not know God for herself, but she knew that this God that she'd heard about, this Israelite God, was the most powerful, the most true one that no one had ever seen before, but was moving powerfully amongst the community. And she was like, nah, there's something different about this God. She knew that this was the God of all gods, of beyond all the different ones that she'd seen. And that's why I think she was like so gangster and full of faith. And remember, she's a pagan woman. She don't have no faith. She's not worshiping in the synagogue and all this type of thing. Maybe she's going there to look man and look her money. But what I love about her is that she's got so much faith. She's like, you know what? These two spies are men of God. She can recognize and see that. And she's like, let me help them push whatever message, whatever plan God has got for them. Let me hide them in my rooftops and stuff. She could have risked her life, her livelihood, her business, because that's obviously where she's doing her business, in her home. And, you know, risk her family. But she's like, no, I put my faith in this unknown God who I don't know, but I know that he's doing great things for the Israelite people. I know that he's got power. I know that he's turning over territories and different tribes and stuff just like that. So this is what I really love about Rahab. And it just shows you God will use anyone to get his message, get his plan across, and to move powerfully. And I just love that it's so faithful and faith-building that it just shows you God's almighty power. Nothing can, no one can stop God's plan. Like, you may think things kind of don't look your way, but nothing can, no one can stop God's plan. And I love it says, here we go, in Joshua 2:12, it says, now please use the Lord, I'm reading the easy version, yeah? Now please use the Lord's name to make a strong promise. I have been kind to you, so promise me that you will be kind to my family. Show me that you'll certainly do what you have promised. This is Joshua 2:12. So obviously, Rahab hid in the men in her home with a promise that, you know, they were going to just, you know, the whole village town was going to be just annihilated. And she didn't want that for her family. So she wanted the protection. To have the protection of, like, God, you'd have to put this scarlet cord, you know, by your doorway. And that's what she asked. And the two spies said to put this scarlet robe there. If you open up your mouth and tell anyone that here, it's not, the oath is not going to be valid. But she did that. She trusted in two men who she didn't know. They were not the little customers of her. Two men that she knew were two men of God. And she trusted in what they said. And she did. And she was obedient. So not only was she pagan, she had faith to believe the two men. She put her own self at risk to put them, hide them up in the thing. And she lied on their behalf so she could make sure God's plan went through. Nobody asked her to lie as well, but she blatantly did lie. She said no men were here and they were blatantly up there hiding up on the roof. And then, you never hear that the woman was frightened. You never hear that, oh, she was fearful. Oh, you never hear that bad girl Rahab was frightened. She never was frightened. She was like, she just stepped out in faith, whatever faith that she could muster, being a pagan woman, because she was a prostitute. She just acts out in the faith that she's got and just trust these two men that they're going to come and she's going to be protected by the red cord being by her home. So when the destruction comes, her and her family will be protected. And I just love that. And it just shows that when I looked at this, I thought she was full of faith, Rahab. And, you know, I'm obviously like, I've got a relationship with God, been baptized, got the gift of the Holy Spirit and stuff. And I'm like, would I have that faith? Listen, if two men knock my door today and tell me they need to go up in my roof because God sent them and they need to hide from spies, I'm going to tell you no. You know, I'm not, it's just that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to feel like, oh yes, God, this is from, I wouldn't. I'd be like acting obviously in my flesh and stuff and saying like, no, not saying my house. What do you think this is? You know, I would, it just shows you that Rahab was, she was on to a new level. She knew that God was calling her and she knew that these two men were coming, like men of God sent on a godly mission and stuff. And I'd be like, if I was Rahab's mission, I'd be like, no, I wouldn't. I just know I wouldn't act out on the little piece of faith that I had. I just know two men knock your door and tell they're coming into your house, go on the no, not my rooftop, you know. Not me, no rooftop. Push your way in. It's me and you in here tonight. Do you know what I'm saying? I know I wouldn't. Because when you look at it, you think this woman's got a lot of faith. A lot of faith to allow these two men to come in. And she like, whew, I just thought, you know, she's really great. And I just thought, and I looked at myself and I thought, no, she's operating in a deeper level of faith. She's not living by sight. She's living by faith. And that really thing I want to imitate, and obviously not her lifestyle, but just her, how she acts on faith and she trusts. And I just thought it was really great. And do I have full faith like Rahab in that small moment section? And I thought, no, I wouldn't open the door. I wouldn't even open the door. I wouldn't even let her have a conversation, say you want to go up on it. I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. That's how I know me and Rahab is different women. And I just like as well, I was reading also a commentary as well. I read Enduring Word by David Guzik. I read Blue Letter Bible just for extra commentary. And I've got a handbook, like an actual handbook. I can't remember who it's by. If you DM me and you want to know, I can send it to you, but I can't remember right now. It's in my bookcase. I'm just trying to read and get a full understanding of the book, the situation, the character. And I just love, like, in this one, it says, in Joshua 2, it says, she said, and you know, and I will love as well, she don't just hide them, Rahab. She tells them where to go and hide. Because when you see in Joshua 2, she says in Joshua 2, 15 and 16, this ain't no Rahab's gangster yet. So she goes, so she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. She said to them, go to the hill so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there for 3 days until they return and then go on your way. So she's got a whole plan. She's got the escape route plan. She's got a rope thread out down by the window because she lives on the city wall because she knows this is how you exit the city. And then she's like, go and hide in the hills and do it for 3 days because the pursuers, they're going to give up after 3 days because they're that whatless. You know, she's got a whole plan to just make sure that these two spies achieve their mission. And imagine, she didn't have to do that. She didn't have, she could have just looked for the money and thought, let me just go and tell the guards that these two guys are here and try and get paid for it. But she was like, no, I'm going to make sure that whatever God's plan is, I'm going to follow it. Even though she didn't have, you know, she wasn't like a Christian at the time. She trusted in God. And I just love that. She trusted in God no matter what. And this reminds me, I think there might be a film. You know, is it a film called Hiding in Plain Sight? These two men were kind of like hiding in plain sight kind of thing. I know they were covered by like the shafts and that, but they were kind of hiding in plain sight, just, you know, kind of thing. And I just love this because she did everything she could, Rahab, to make sure God's plan worked. And I just love that it just shows that God can save anyone. Nothing, no one is impossible. No one is too far from God. No matter what sin you've done, no matter what hardship you've been through, no matter what people say, it doesn't matter. God will bring you through, yeah? And it just shows you that just pray for them impossible souls, or even if your own heart is hard, pray that God will soften it. Because in time, every knee is going to bow. Let me tell you, every knee is going to, if it ain't bowed already, every knee is going to bow. Do you know what I'm saying? So never think someone is too far from God. Never think this person is impossible to get to God. Let me, I feel like I've got to bust one, two scripture here because I just like, wait for my, here. Listen, so let me tell you, let me just give you one to, I'm going to give you one to just get your mind on it. Yeah. So the one that I really think that really helps is Mark 9:23. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for the one who believes. So you, everybody probably thought Rahab, she's a low life. She can't get into heaven. But God showed that, yes, I'm even going to use this lady who's living, working as a prostitute, technically a low life, and I'm going to change it. So it just shows you that everything is possible. Anyone can come to God. Nobody is far from God. God can help anyone. So if you think your soul is darker than this, God always sees in the light. You know, God always sees you for how great you are. And if God can use Rahab and bring her through, God can use anyone. Don't let anybody tell you that you're too far from God. Rahab was a pagan. She was a prostitute. She didn't have no faith. She didn't have a man. She had a house doing business in there. And she's still trusting in God's plan. She was still saved. And you know how you know why? Let's jump. Hold on. Yeah, let's jump to Matthew, yeah? I'm just going to go there quickly. Because what I love, I'm going to try and find her name. Yeah, what I love, yeah, about is that it shows you. Yeah. So here we go. Matthew 1. If you're in Matthew 1, go to Matthew 1 3. It says Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Ain't it the same Rahab that this the prostitute in Joshua 2 is now part of the genealogy of Jesus, where Jesus has streamed from? My girl, here you go. My girl Rahab, who's now reformed, it just shows you God. God can change anyone. So no longer is Rahab the look down on lowlife. She enters into the genealogy of Jesus Christ in Matthew 1. It just shows you God can transform, change anything. Nothing is impossible, God. God will use anything, anyone to get his mission over. So never think like, oh, I'm too far from God. Oh, I'm too much a sinner. Oh, too much mistake. Oh. All of the R's, that's just Satan trying to keep you away from God and that. Because Satan knows that the closer you get to God, that's where the power is. It's like, you know, like when you got your phone, yeah? You know, when your phone's like kind of going down in percentage, right? And if it's going to like, you know, if it does your heart ever twinge when it gets like 7%, you're like, oh my gosh, I've still got to go for how much of the day. If you don't charge your phone, you know it's not going to last too long. You can't check your phone, check WhatsApp, all the different things. And that's where Satan wants you in this like low percentage of your phone, low percentage and stuff. God wants to charge you up every single day. And I just want to encourage you with this. Is that all my notes? Let me just check. Yeah, I want to ask you this. What is your impossible prayers like this year, today, whenever, whatever you're listening to this? Who is it that you want, or who is it, or what is it that you want God to move in? Which you got to start praying in faith. Be like pagan prostitute Rahab, who reforms her life and appears in Matthew 1 in the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how God can change this woman's heart and to make her pure, make her into a Christian, make her be a woman who's named. And you know, when your name is named in the Bible, you are doing bits. Yeah, you are doing something big, either good, bad, either, you know what, hold on, either good things or bad things. But you are doing bits if you're actually named in the Bible. So I just really want to encourage you, Lydia. Just think, right? What are your impossible prayers? Think, yeah. What do you need more faith in? Where do you need to pray? Where do you need to pray for this Rahab situation? It may not be like a real Rahab, like you're praying for an actual Rahab who's got her own prostitute brothel, but what is the Rahab, inverted commas, what is the Rahab in your life that you need to pray and have faith and have lots of patience? When you pray to God, you gotta have patience, girls. What is the Rahab in your life? What is that impossible prayer that you need to pray so that God can move, and eventually God will answer your prayers? I'm just telling you, have faith. Have the faith like what Rahab had, and she enters into Matthew. You know, it's just, I just find it so amazing. Just think, how much more trust, how much more patience, how much more hope do you need in God so you can pray for this Rahab, I'm going to make up this word, Rahabic situation. Yes. You know, you have like Hebrewic. Yes, I just made that one up. I like that. Yes, I like that one. This Rahabic situation in your life. Where can you have more faith in that? Who can you pray for that looks impossible? What is the impossible situation? It could be your job. It could be your man. It could be your home. It could be your weight. It could be your health. It could be your neighbors. It could be your car. It could be anything. What is the impossible in your life, right? And start praying with faith that God will move in this Rahab impossible situation. Like God will move and turn it around, open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing overflow. Yeah, I'm not really, obviously you can hear I'm not singing. I just love singing as well. So really pray that one. Really pray. So that's what I really want to encourage you with today. Just pray your impossible prayer and keep praying your possible prayer. Don't just pray it one day and think, oh man, it's not even working. I prayed this for about a month and nothing ain't happening. Keep praying. Prayer is a, let me give you a little bit of English here. Prayer is a present continuous verb, okay? In English, it sounds like it's a standalone item, but it's not. It's a present continuous verb. So a verb is a doing or an action word. Yes, yes or yes, yes. So prayer is a present continuous state. You continue in prayer. You keep going in prayer. You keep climbing in prayer. You just keep going on. You get my drift? So don't just pray once. Keep on praying. Keep praying for that Rahab woman or man or situation in your life. And my dear, my dear, my dear, God is going to move. Just stay the course. Do not give up. Do not quit. Just trust in God. He is going to answer your prayer. And just delight in the Lord and he'll grant you the desires of your heart. Like it says in Psalm 37, for God heard you and God is hearing you. And just keep on praying, okay? So that is all I want to talk about today, about Rahab. I really wanted to share that one. And I hope you got loads from it. And listen, yeah, if you want to sit down with me, go through God's love letter, and let's study the Bible. See, like, what is the Rahab situation in your life? Are you the Rahab? Let's see how God wants to love you back into his arms, into the deepness of his heart. Let's do a Bible study this very week so you can see, like, how God can change your impossible situation all around, all right? So I'm going to see you in the next episode.
So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.